another episode of the Challenge, a Dom and Colin episode podcast, fun times. I'm Haley Strong. I'm joined here by three of my bestest best friends for another fun time talking about the Challenge. More importantly, we're doing our semi-annual draft. So I'm joined here today by your regular hosts, Matt Ligori. Matthew, hey, how's it going?
Hi, Haley. It's going really well. I'm really excited that by the end of this podcast, all four of us will have hosted a podcast on this network at one point or another in our lives. This is awesome. Very happy to be here. Excited to get into this.
I'm also excited about this. I don't know why anyone's letting me do this, but I'm happy to. You know what? I think it's for you guys to appease me because I'm always the worst person drafting. So it makes me feel like I actually have a role here. Brian Stelly, what do you think?
No, I was going to say that I am thrilled to be back. Been too long, both since I've talked with you guys and also since we've been drafting. So I am excited to be discussing another interesting cast of the Challenge.
Colin, am I the first woman to ever host a podcast on your network? And are you mad about it?
All right. I do not like the direction that this is going right off the top of the show. Let me put that out there. Uncertain about the answer to that question, although in fairness, it's generally just me and one other man who are on 98% of the episodes, and then Scally and Ligori talking about the Challenge. So I don't know what you're trying to suggest here, Haley, but I am thrilled that you are stepping up to the plate here today, and as usual, back always happy to be back here talking about the Challenge.
It was just something I've noticed over the I guess it's going to be 7 years we've been friends, Colin, seven mm-hmm. or 8 years at this point. And, you know, I've listened to many hours of your podcast. I don't think you've listened to many hours of my podcast, but that's besides the point.
And I don't watch The Bachelorette. And
well, honey,
unrelated question.
Watch The Genius?
Unrelated question. How many men have hosted podcasts on your podcast? I'm not saying.
I'm
just saying it's understandable, I think.
Rob
that
hosted it.
Okay.
Sticking up for the men.
Yeah, sorry. I'm not trying to be at all a men's rights activist here. There are definitely enough opportunities for men to talk about reality TV.
I accidentally called it backgammon because I was talking about The Bachelor, but I meant backgammon.
Oh.
Although, is there an opportunity? And now, granted, I don't understand any of the rules of backgammon because I've never looked into it. Is there a way we could reform it and to make it backgammon? Like,
I
have
think
contestant faces on each piece.
That would definitely be doable. I don't know how popular of a game backgammon would be in the Bachelor pad or whatever they call it, the mansion. So, yeah, it is something we may need to workshop a bit. But I like where your head is at. I think backgammon definitely has legs.
You know what else has legs? The people on this cast of the Challenge.
Look at that professional segue right there.
So we're here today. We are going to draft the season of the Challenge. We like to do this early on because one time I accidentally got spoiled on the cast and couldn't, or not on the cast, on like the actual results of the season. So I couldn't join you, and you guys never want that to happen again because I'm such a ray of light for you guys. So we're here, we're doing it. The cast has left. They have not come back yet, as far as I know. But there are a couple, a little, not even spoilers, but just like format information, perhaps some team information. So we will be talking about that kind of stuff. If you're hypersensitive to any spoilers, and we're not going to tell you where people are placing, we don't know. If you're hypersensitive to those things, call us in a couple months when the season's over and you want to re-listen to this and think about how stupid we are. So I believe it was a Brian Scally who won last season, and he has picked a draft order, which is...
I have. We are going with Matt Ligori, followed by Haley Strong. I will take up third place, and Colin Stone can have fourth.
Rigged. This is absolute bullshit.
I mean, this is your podcast. You could do something about it.
No, I get it. I get it. As I said to the gang off air when I found out that I was going to be drafting last, it's understandable that they would be terrified of my drafting prowess over the years. Yeah. Just kidding. I do pretty horribly every time, and I'm legit nervous that because we have a couple, we're going to have a couple of people left over here that are going to eventually become the audience team. I think there's a very real chance I might lose to the audience team, so that's the real sweat this season for me.
So, Matt, can you tell us about what we know about the format of this season of The Challenge, what it's called, where it's filming, et cetera, et cetera?
I would love to. Yeah, so we have 30 contestants that flew out about 2 weeks ago or so. They started quarantining towards the end of August because, of course, you know, that's necessary for reality TV these days. And I believe they only did like a week in LA, and then maybe they did another week when they landed at their destination, which is Iceland. Have you been there, Haley?
I have, actually. I went last October. And I do know that Iceland is currently, if you're entering the country, you have to have proof of a negative COVID test or they will test you on site there. So maybe that was one of the reasons they chose Iceland. They mm-hmm. have been to Iceland in the past, most notably during the X's one finale. They did the final challenge there. I think it's a great filming location. I'm really excited about this. I know that last season in the Czech Republic, having a more cool weather season, I liked it personally. I don't think we need to have bathing suits all the time. I do hope that their accommodations are a little nicer than last time because I thought that kind of brought the season down a bit. But I'm really excited about Iceland as a location. I think that might be partly because I did just go there, and so I will be excited to see maybe some spots I saw.
All of our American listeners are like desperately scrambling to book a ticket to Iceland so they can get a prompt COVID test result. Haley, is there anywhere I could read about your trip to Iceland?
Yeah, you can check it out on my blog, strongtakes.ca, under the travel section.
Awesome. Yeah, I wanted to ask, sorry, one other thing. I know we'll talk a bit more about the format as well, because there's another pretty important twist, I would guess, coming up, but I was somewhat surprised to find out that Red Skulls are back. Scally, what did you think of that?
I hate it. I am surprised they're back. We talked a lot about how they could not have been happy with the direction the season was going, everyone volunteering to throw themselves in. I guess maybe they are going back to the well, seeing that people ultimately realize that they never really would have run out of opportunities with the pace they were going at last season. So maybe they're hoping things will course correct and people will not be throwing themselves in too early. But, you know, given we were talking about backgammon, how it might not be too popular with some of the reality TV cast, I don't know that these people are figuring out exactly when they should and should not be throwing themselves in for a Red Skull.
Also, when they should or should not be partying in Miami.
That is fair. But although it hasn't stopped some people from still getting on this cast.
Do you think okay, well, I guess we'll get into it. We'll talk about it later, about, you know, the possible Big Brother crossover that could have happened, or that, you know, this season is drastically different maybe because of the Big Brother cast. I don't know. It's something for us to think about.
I mean, the Big Brother people coming in and just giving everyone COVID would be the ultimate crossover.
Oh, no. Okay, is there anything else we have to say about the season coming up? Do you want to just get into this draft?
No, there's more. There's more.
Like what? Matt?
We've got to set everything up here. This season, some of the things Haley was talking about earlier about some format situations here. So we've got Red Skulls back in play. We have a team format, but not the teams that we saw most recently with the UK versus the world, or the US versus UK, whatever the hell was going on there. We have pairs again, and we saw pairs a couple seasons back, but pairs are back here. We don't know exactly how they were formed, but we do know the pairs themselves. So, I mean, we can imagine, assume, guess that on day one of the show, they had some kind of challenge and they probably picked pairs just like they did last time, War of the Worlds format again. But we do have pairs. We do have some interesting matchups that we'll get to, and also a strange way that they're doing the pairs. Scal, you want to set that part up?
Yeah, it seems that even though they are in pairs for the season, the eliminations will be single. So these people can be eliminated outside of their pair, and then the remaining man and woman will be a new pair, kind of like the elimination on War of the Worlds 1, where they threw in a couple teams, and it could have resulted in some new teams. Didn't that time. But I am excited to see some fluid pairs here and things starting to change. Let's not let the dynamic get stale, you know, immediately.
I think that's really exciting.
I also think it's exciting.
Yeah, I loved that moment in whatever that elimination was in War of the Worlds 1, where it was just at least even on the table that we might get this new pair coming together. I'm excited to see what kind of power duos that we're going to ultimately freak out about what a great combo it is are going to eventually come together, hopefully.
And I'm also hoping that this will keep the social dynamics a little more fluid in the than we've seen in the past. And maybe we won't see people volunteering to go in as much because their partner doesn't agree with that. And so that could be interesting. And I'd like to see new partnerships form throughout the season. And then those people in their partnerships have to deal with, does their new partner have the same alliances and interests as they do? Or are they completely different? So I'm really looking forward to seeing what goes on with that.
Yeah, for sure. It'll be interesting. I think we'll be able to talk about it a lot more as we look at the pairs and some of the potential, you know, like alliances that people come in with and how they're going to have to kind of cross play the game. So should be fun.
Yeah, I'm super excited to see, like, let's say you have someone who fancies themselves a real threat for the end at the final, but they think they're going to be weighed down. Like, are they willing to go into an elimination against someone they think they can beat in order to get a stronger partner in the final, hoping that their own partner loses? Like, those are the type of things that I really do hope we see in this season.
Mm-hmm. And before we get to the draft, we of course mentioned before we came on, let's maybe we want to like go around in a circle, everybody pick one person they want to talk about, somebody that's not on this cast that they're surprised about, which Colin, probably I think we start with you.
Thank you. I was gonna say already. Shotgun going first here. I am shocked to see that Johnny Bananas is not here. Matt, I guess I will ask you directly, what did you think about that when you found out that he was actually not going to be on the season?
Smart decision, I thought. I think he has not had a break in a while. He talked about so much at the end of when he just got his win. He talked about, you know, I was really thinking that it wasn't going to happen again. People said the curse, the curse, the curse, and I started to think the curse might have been real. He got his win. Take some time and breathe. Like, get off. You're doing your first look thing. Go back, do some more of that. Take a break. People, like, when you come in having done well on a previous season, you're always going to be a big name coming into the next one. People are always going to be looking at you. And I have a hard time having seen him do well, even if this cast has people that he could have worked with. He's still got a big target on his back. I think it would have been a tough go for him if he came back this season. He usually doesn't care because he's going to get his money and go home anyway. But if he's still looking to have a little bit longer challenge career, taking a break here, I think, was a great move.
Because I feel like, yes, he's someone who's super concerned about his legacy, but how much is first look filming right now? Like, that's something I don't know at all. So, like, why not take the easy payday? He probably is a big target. I know selfishly, like, I am interested to see the first season that people know that Bananas and Wes are working together, how that's going to go. But I'm not super upset, obviously, about not having Amir.
Yeah. That's another factor. I mean, the West Bananas coming into the season after last season, like, they would have been targets number one and two, like right off the board. So would have been scary to see. Colin, I mean, what do you think about it? You're always talking about how he's the face of the franchise and he's not here.
And so I think I am more in line with you, Matt, although, Scally, I do think you make a good point that what else does he have going on right now that he would be turning down such an easy and obvious payday and another opportunity to just continue staying relevant to whatever extent people on MTV are relevant these days. But I do believe that in the long run, taking a break makes sense for him if he wants to have a real chance at winning in the future, just because I feel like immediately on the heels of his big rebound win after such a long dry spell, there's virtually no chance that he's going to be able to make it through yet another season without being just an enormous target the entire time. And actually, with Red Skulls back, maybe I shouldn't be saying that. Maybe he could have, through a similar method, made it to the end here. But I guess I think at the end of the day, I would bet that after he just won again, whatever the payday is for showing up and going out in second place is not worth it to the hit to his legacy at this point for him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Haley, any bananas takes, or you want to hop on into somebody else you're surprised to not see here?
In regards to bananas, I'm excited to see a season without him for the first time in a very, very long time. I think it's going to be a good look at what the future of the challenge might be without him. And so I'm interested. Somebody else I'm surprised that isn't there is the other winner of last season, which is Jenny.
Yeah. Jenny and Mark. Mark, as if that's a well-known challenge name that people should know. Jenny, the winner of last season, and Mark Jansen from BB19 and X on the Beach 4, I think. One of the X on the Beaches. The two of them were on the cast. They quarantined in L.A. They quarantined off on location, and something happened, and they did not make it. Who knows if it was like a COVID test or whatever, but they somehow were left off the final list here.
Yeah, very interesting to see last year's, you know, first place overall champ not even be on the following season. I know they tried to get her here, but it ultimately was not in the cards. And I think I was interested to see her go against some of these names, but also leaves the field open for a new winner, which is exciting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And my pick, I'll give you the easy, obvious name here that we are getting back-to-back seasons without Cara Maria. Of course, that ends up coming with Pauly as well, but Cara being off for a second season in a row. And according to things that I was reading up online, sounds like she was not asked to be here, not just declined. Sounds like she was not asked if she wanted to participate. So I don't know if they're just enjoying, you know, a little reset of the show without it being the Cara Maria show. Or what? I can't imagine they never call her back, but she's not here.
I kind of feel like if there are any truths to the rumors that they were not interested in Pauly and she decided to decline then. I mean, Cara was going live on Instagram at like the same hours that like the other cast members would be going, like being petty and doing stuff like that. So like really was biting the hand that feeds her quite a bit. And if she doesn't feel like she needs them, then great. But if you really, I mean, if Cara can take one season off and just be cast aside that easily for even a little bit, that, you know, other people better watch out.
Yeah. Scally, do you have anybody that pops up? Actually, there's a whole chunk of people that we probably should talk about.
I was going to say.
Is that where you were going?
I was going to say Turbo, but no.
Well,
yes, but no. I was going to say all of the problematic people.
Yeah. They're all off.
Oh, shucks.
So this was something that we had flagged up a bunch. Only officially D was said to be banned from the challenge when we said, like, good, now do the rest of them. They seem to have at least temporarily done so. So people that they've invested, you know, seasons and seasons, like Bear and Rogan and Jordan and lots of other people, Zach, are not here at all.
Do you think it's permanent for some of these people? Do you think that we'll see all of those people back again at some point? Is it just MTV is just trying to let, you know, things cool off, or like waiting to see some actual?
You said D.
Did I?
I feel like you were going for like de-escalate, but I heard D.
Sorry. Yeah. Do you think they'll? I don't know. Or like have people prove that? That's not what they think, actually. I don't know. These people are morons, so.
I think there's a couple of them that might get a break here, that might get to be able to pop back in. Like Jordan, I don't think Jordan's done. I think maybe a season or two off. I think the fact that Tori is still here shows that the relationship between Jordan and MTV is not officially closed off, because I think otherwise Tori might have just said, no, the two of us are going to walk off into the sunset together. But some of the other ones, like Rogan, I mean, I know that they had invested in him recently. I just don't know if the future needs to be there. And then you have people like Bear, who they want there, but obviously if there's issues there, they can't put him on right now. But I can see them turning up whatever.
Or even like people like Georgia, who I thought really was going to be a mainstay for a while. I can't remember who else, but
yeah, there's a number of people. I do think Yeah, well, not a big loss there. I would say that, you know, probably the two that you said with Jordan and Bear and even Georgia are, give them a little bit of time. I would not be super surprised to see MTV bringing them back, but I can see this being the end for a few. Like we said, Kara takes one season off and they're not even giving her a call. So we'll see if any of these newbies really make a name for themselves. And if that, you know, threatens the spots of the people that are, you know, taking time off right now.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that's a majority of some of the big highlights here. So Haley, back over to you.
Let's get drafting. So my dearest, lovely Matthew, with the first pick of the 2020 Challenge Draft, who would you like to take?
Who would I like to take? Actually, before that, I was kidding. I don't have everything set up yet. In case anybody cares, if you're listening along for the first ever time and want to know how we do this. So we do keep it by points. It's not a must-win draft. Quickly, I'll run down the points that we've been using. We might be changing some, but we won't bore you with that if we change anything.
Intercourse maybe we'll tweet
about it. Haley has been longing for intercourse points for a while. Still hasn't ended up on the board, but maybe this time. All right. Main challenge win. Plus 3 points. A tribunal, making it into a tribunal, if that's a thing this season, you get plus 2 points. If you win an elimination, you also get plus 2 points. If you make the final, you get 5 points. If you quit, you lose 3 points for your team. If you get ejected, you lose 5 points for your team. And if you win the whole season, last time we did 25 points as a bonus, but we've been kind of talking about maybe that's a little too much. So we're looking at 15 maybe as the bonus for winning the whole season. That wouldn't have really made a huge difference in the points last year, but just in case it does in the future. So that's the point system. Did I miss anything? I don't think so. Probably not. And if there's any updates, we'll figure it out along the way.
And if you have any suggestions for us in a way to add points, let us know.
And I wanted to just also say one final thing before we get going, which is that this is not even the first draft that you, Scally, and Liguori have done. And I know that you did a must-lose draft over on Reality TV Rehap-Ups with Allie and Brian, and people should also be aware of that as well.
Yes, and we talked about in that draft, is this one going to look the exact reverse of how that one went down? I'll tell you from my first pick, it is not going to, but it definitely was a lot of fun over there with the Challenge Rehap-Up team, Allie and Brian Cohen, so definitely check that out, and maybe it'll end up on this feed at one point or another, but yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Send me the file, and it's going up.
And, well, I told you I don't have the file right now. I'm having computer issues, but if I can get my hands back on it, I will. Scally has already earned points in that for there was a category of people not even making the cast, and at that time, we had those two extra names, so Scally has already scored some points.
Strong. Well, no more spoilers on that front. I'm excited to listen to that, but let's dive in. Matt, who is going to be your first pick here?
All right. With the first number one overall pick, I had a feeling Scally was going to put me in this spot, and I'm not too upset about it because there's one person that was kind of standing out to me. They made the final last season. Last season, I made the mistake of letting Scally pick some of the stronger women early on, and I had not none of them, but I didn't get this person. I'm going to take Casey Clark with my first overall pick. In her second season of The Challenge. What do you think, Scally?
I am interested. Would not have been in my first round of picks, even. I think that maybe I'm underrating her just because I find her a little boring and forget she's on the show. But exactly. I think that she is very well-rounded. I don't see people being entirely afraid. Like, even like Kayla was like, gimme Casey. So I don't know if she has yet earned the reputation of being like the person you don't want to go in against no matter what, but she's set up. Should we even just say who she's on a team with here?
I think we're gonna do partners as we go along. We'll let everybody know, which I already messed up by not doing that, but Casey is on a team with Leroy to start off the game, and the notable part about that is that there's no way to not talk about this now anyway. Casey, of course, is kind of considered a pair with Josh from things related to Big Brother and all this kind of stuff lately. Josh is partnered up on this season with Cam, and Cam and Leroy are still dating. So I have my eye on these four right now. So just, you know, maybe I shouldn't have said that to tip off anybody else in these upcoming picks, but it's fine. It's hard for me to justify my Casey pick without kind of flagging that up. So I think she is very strong, very good with the social game. That's why she won Big Brother over Tyler. She's a pretty well-rounded player, and she is boring, but I think she could earn me some points. Haley.
I have to take this person because I am so excited they're on the cast.
Oh, no.
And I can't – I can't sit here and play strategy and not follow my heart and think that it's stupid to pick a rookie in the first round. But I just –
Kelly did this just so you wouldn't pick this person.
No.
I just know I'm going to do well. And looking at them
– Do it to him.
Who they're paired with, it's – I cannot sit here in good conscience and not pick Natalie.
Yes.
I can't not pick Natalie. Like it makes me think if her and Wes are in a team together, it makes me think that they both won whatever side of a competition they had to win to determine the order here. And Wes picked Natalie or Natalie picked Wes. Either way, I do not care. When I saw the teams for the first time, I audibly gasped when I saw Wes and Natalie were together.
Mm-hmm.
This is somebody I've wanted to see on the challenge. I'm so excited to see her. We spend so much time in our group chat talking about her. I love Natalie. I'm so excited she's here.
Yeah, we spent so much time that Colin thought we were talking about Natalie Ninja within 24 hours ago.
I told you, I have like a week-long memory, and you guys were talking about her like a month ago.
Colin, why don't you go next? Because we know how Scally feels about this. He's not going to be too happy.
Oh, no, I'm sure Scally's not happy, which leaves me, of course, thrilled about that selection by Haley. Yeah, I too was, when it became clear to me that this was Natalie Anderson, blown away to see Natalie and Wes together as a team, even knowing she's a rookie. And it may even be the case that the people in the house don't all at least know necessarily what to be expecting out of Natalie. Like, they may not know what they are in store for when it comes to how good Natalie can be at a lot of what I'm guessing is going to be thrown at her in the challenge house. I thought it was a really standout pair for me in terms of when I was still thinking potentially this whole thing was going to be people playing in pairs together and not changing around. They probably would have been number one on my board.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Natalie did went pretty late in our other draft of must lose. So obviously a lot of confidence in her over there. You saw what she did on the Edge of Extinction. She is just a beast, and no surprise to see Haley pick her there. Scally, are you okay?
No. I knew this was a possibility.
But you thought I'm an idiot and I wouldn't do it.
No, she very much fits. No, definitely not that. She fits your mold of pick also. So
it
I was like,
really does.
Maybe it'll happen, but maybe Haley won't do it to me.
Who did you think I was going to take? Like, who was your guess of my first pick?
I won't reveal that quite yet, but okay. I thought that, you know, there was a couple names. I definitely knew this was a possibility. I love Natalie so much. She's a legend, an icon, everything you could say, but I do recognize that Natalie was allegedly rubbing some people the wrong way on Edge of Extinction, and she is going to be stuck in this house. They are not going to be going to bars, I presume, or anything else. And this cast, they are idiots, they are fools, they are stupid, and I think that she will tell them so. So I am a little worried about her on that front. But, I mean, Natalie is just so well-rounded, so set for the challenge. I am beyond thrilled she's here and devastated she's not on my team.
So who will be on your team, Brian?
All right. I will be taking someone who I'm not so sure about their partner, but I think it's going to get switched up. And even if they win a couple of eliminations, that'll be okay. Give me Fessy.
Yep. He was pretty high on my board as well, coming off of a pretty impressive showing in the final and whatnot. And he did win an elimination. He's got the social game down. He's same kind of pick as Casey, kind of, you know, boring but effective.
Yeah,
I showed Ethan the list. He's gotten very into the challenge in the last four or 5 months, like very, very into the challenge. I showed him the list, and he was devastated that his favorite from last season, Fessy, was with his longtime not-so-favorite, Anissa.
I was sitting here knowing that I have two picks now coming up relatively soon, and trying to figure out what direction I wanted to go with those, and I did not have Fessy on my immediate radar, but as soon as I heard Scally say it, I recognized that was a huge oversight by me and immediately had flashbacks to what a beast Fessy was last season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Scally, did you talk about his partner?
Yeah, he is with, I think Haley flagged it up, but he is with Anissa, someone that when I said people may be looking to go in an elimination to get a new partner for the final, this is where I'm looking at. but, you know, I think Fessy is well-rounded to be winning basically any elimination that he's going into. He is built for the final, and I think if that final is not in the snow, he stands a very, very good chance last season, but... I also acknowledge Fessy is very well set up socially. He's good with Corey and Nelson. I feel like people get along with him, and no one wants to go into an elimination against him, so I feel pretty good about him.
Mm-hmm. All right. Can't disagree.
Yeah, definitely a fine pick, I would say. It is now over to me with two picks, and I am pleased to announce that at least the name that stood out to me right away is still on the board, and that will be the direction that I go with this first pick, and hopefully as I'm giving my justification for this first pick, a second pick will become very clear to me somehow, but I will, with my first selection, take someone I'm personally really excited to see back here on this season. Maybe I'm totally off base for feeling like this is someone who should be standing out as one of the front runners. But I feel very good about the prospects of Nicole Z. Scally, am I crazy as far as you are concerned for feeling that way?
I knew this pick was about to come off the board.
Oh, wow.
So this is exactly who I was eyeing for you to take. I think that Nicole is very strong, obviously, you can tell. I don't remember her being the best with the puzzles, but, you know, as long as...
No, I recently rewatched the Battle of the Champions, or whatever it was called, season, and her, like the finale, her and Corey together with the puzzles was abysmal. Like, it was depressing.
Yeah, and that's always going to come into play. Luckily, she has someone as a partner who's good at puzzles, but I don't know how much that's going to help her if she runs into a puzzle elimination or the final, her being with Devin, who is back. But I think it's a defensible pick, but would have been a little further down my board.
Okay. And then I do feel like I have a name that has jumped off the page for me now. Perhaps I'm forcing it, but for reasons that have already kind of been discussed, I feel like at this point it is at least reasonable enough to be taking Wes off the board here, in large part because of his partner being Natalie. I think if he had had a different person there in this slot, he probably would not, frankly, have been my pick here. But I do feel still very good about Wes just as a competitor, and I'm at least hopeful that seeing Bananas go on to win after they had their big showdown could light a fire in him, not only in the form of, hey, people from my kind of era still have plenty of win equity here, but also I want to show Johnny Bananas that he's not the only guy from back in the day who can still hang here. So give me Wes in this spot. So Liguori, what do you think about that pick?
I'm not against the pick. I've had Wes ever since he came back on my team every other season, so I was not planning on picking him this time. I feel like he's like, I had him in specifically a tier with, funny enough, also the other person you picked and two other people, a tier of these are good picks, but they're hard to be fully trustworthy as players because they're like, they can go completely either way. Nicole, the only reason that I think she can, I mean, Nicole, her track record is proven. She already made it to two finals out of two seasons, one in elimination. She's never lost one. But since she's been off for so long and all of her friends aren't here, I'm a little worried, but I still think definitely a worthwhile pick. Wes, though, I think I don't know what Wes is up to. I know what Wes is up to because we saw him take over quarantine back in like the beginning days of it with Friends with Benefits and his whole project he had going on with bringing in challenge members and alumni from all over, like all over the board. Like the Nolan twins were there, for God's sake. Like people, like random people were hanging out with him, doing community service, living in this house. So point of that just being that, like, he stands out coming into this season. I feel like eyes are on him because he's been so around, but I'm not counting him out by any means. I think that Banana spot really makes sense for him here because I never would have expected that Bananas would have done as well as he did last season again, and I think Wes easily could slide right into that exact kind of spot and just lay under the radar if he plays his cards right.
I hope so, and I feel like kind of a sheep for taking Wes in this spot, but I'm all right with it for the time being. So, Scally, it's back to you.
All right. I am going to – let's take a rookie. I am going to go with Nom.
New Turbo. I knew you were doing that.
Yep, got to go with it. Took Turbo early. Not too early in our other – in the draft where he premiered, and I know that this comparison has been flagged up, but he is from – I believe Ultimate Beastmaster, which is like Netflix's version of American Ninja Warrior. Only American Ninja Warrior we have seen thus far on the challenge is Ninja Natalie. And as much as she may be grating at times, she was a really good competitor. And I am expecting the same out of him here.
Am I allowed to ask later on what people are originally from?
If you'd like to.
Okay, because I as soon as I heard Scally say he's going to take a rookie in the second round, I don't know that I've ever been as surprised. Maybe this is hardcore recency bias and hyperbole, but that's shocking to me just because I know you always know most of the rookies, at least roughly. And while this is a cast that is certainly missing potentially some of the heavy hitters that we are used to seeing, it still seems like extremely early for a rookie to come off the board, so I am certain it's with good reason, and that's pretty astounding to me that someone could warrant this kind of early selection. Other, you know, Natalie Anderson we've seen 1,000 hours of on other shows doing very similar things, but I right away have my eye on Nom big time.
Yeah, not to entirely give away my strategy, but given that the two picks that I've taken are already off the board, I don't feel too bad about it. I look at this cast and I see an all-time strong female cast and an interesting male cast. So by taking Fessy and Nom off the board, I feel pretty solid in the win equity on the men's side that I have there already. And I think that he, being from Ultimate Beastmaster, not a show that I watch, but I have to assume the skill are bringing climbing just from his size, from what I've seen. It's got, as long as he is not like a big T and is secretly tiny, is gonna have some size to him for those eliminations. So I feel like he's probably pretty well rounded, and looking at this male cast, that is something that I'm looking for.
I would not be surprised if the winner on the men's side of the season is already off the board and we're all just picking from you know, the leftovers at this point. I think Fessy, Nom, Wes, I think those are some pretty strong contenders, and no surprise to see them early, but yeah, he's got potential. Haley, I think you're on deck on something.
Sure.
I'm torn between two people, and I don't know if either, like, if the other one would make it back to me in the next one. So it's actually somebody, like, it's two people who've been in a pair together. Mm. And I think I have to follow my heart. Ooh, and go Devin. Ooh, I feel like I'm going to regret it, but I'm going to go Devin. I like it, maybe his prospects without Bananas there. I feel like without Bananas there, he can kind of focus on everything else that's going on. I think he could have a good social game and a good physical game. I like him being partnered with Nicole Z. I think they're going to balance each other out really well.
Mm-hmm. Well, he would have gotten back to you, but
would he have? Oh, I forgot, it's just you doing two.
What's right. Devin been up to?
Good question. Begging to get back on the challenge.
Yep. Yeah, he's been working out a lot. So I will say that the positives on Devin has been working out a lot. But I believe we kind of heard that before he came on, like the last round of challenges that he did also. I presume that it is, you know, to a greater degree this time. And he's on a well-rounded team with him and Nicole Z. I would not have taken him this early. But, you know, with Devin and Natalie so far, I feel like it's a pretty solid team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wouldn't have ended up taking him, but not this early as well, but it's fine.
I remember liking Devin at least. I think I remember liking Devin well enough and not feeling like he was necessarily in the shape necessary at the time to actually win a final, but I would imagine he is aware now of what kind of competition he is going to be up against and what it's going to take to beat them. So I could see this going very hard in either direction, but I don't think I would be blown away if we show up and Devin is in like ridiculously good shape.
Yeah. He's got Nicole as a partner. That's a pretty strong duo. So yeah.
And he's set up well socially with some of the people he's being reunited with, so that's always helpful.
Was he Are You the One? How many Are You the Ones are left?
He was.
Yeah, there's actually a couple of them around here. I mean, obviously some of the Nelsons and Tories, we forget that they're Are You the One at this point, but there's a rookie Are You the One. There's Devin.
Yeah, what are we at, four?
Wow.
Four or five?
Yeah.
We have, we must be long past the point where there are more.
Cam.
Oh, yeah, I keep moving. You said Nelson, and I was like, oh, four. And then Cam was, included the five just in case.
And then we have Amber, too, who's,
mm-hmm. yeah,
who's one of the rookies who's from Are You the One. So, Matt, give me your next two, bud.
All right. I'm going to definitely take this one guy here. It might be a little too early, but I was way too impressed with this guy's social game in the last go-around, and I think he's got a lot of friends here on this cast, and I think he can hold his own in terms of eliminations and challenges, and Corey is coming off the board.
That was my other one. I picked him. Oh, well.
He's changed a little bit, hasn't he? Like, he's become a focused player, head in the game, playing for his family back home. He has reason to be there. He's got another kid since the last time he was out there, so I think he's earned himself a lot of respect, and I think he's got a lot of friends out there. Nelson and Fessy to start off with. I think he's good with a lot of the women, Anissa, and he's partnered with Tori. I think that's a scary pairing because both of them can pull in from different areas of the house. I feel like I don't know exactly where Tori is, but I think there's potential for Corey to. I mean, he got so close last time. Why not?
Yeah, we may finally see him get that Corey book ending. Sorry.
Oh my god.
I feel like every time Corey comes off the board, there's always some dumb pun that gets made. So I just had to fulfill that standard this time around. No, I really thought Corey was in there with a major chance at winning. I remember Scally and Ligori, as you guys were covering last season, you talking about that as well, just how great it seemed like at the very least they were making Corey look, and that alone seems like often a reasonable enough justification for believing in someone. But it does seem like he was very able to compete in pretty much whatever they threw at him last season, and have to feel at least pretty good about Tori in there as his partner. So yeah, I was thinking Corey would potentially have even been off the board already at this point. I think this is good value for Corey.
My worry is I do feel like Corey ran, like we've said, almost a perfect season last season, and he still didn't win. So I am a little worried unless he gets there. I think he stands a pretty good shot against most his friends, but unless he gets there with exactly them, I'm not 100% sure there.
Well, he at least has the potential for Nelson to just take one for the team yet again.
Exactly.
And throw himself in, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll see how his partner feels about that, but it's always a possibility.
All right, my second pick is Scally might laugh at me for this because I picked this person in the must-lose draft with reasons that I feel like my pick is Lolo Jones here. I'm taking the Olympic athlete off the board. Why would I leave the Olympic athlete on the board here? I don't know if I can answer that. So I was between a couple of other people that I know are not going to get back to me. A couple of other women. The women on this cast are very strong. Lolo has played in a challenge format season before. She was on Champs versus Stars one of those seasons.
And she has
won.
A connection that I think might actually help her, which was that she beat Ashley Mitchell in an elimination.
She did that, yes.
And then because Ashley was going through a hard time, Lolo, she donated an extra $5,000 to Ashley's charity.
I don't even remember that, but it sounds familiar. Yeah, Lolo won three eliminations that season, which is like a good thing and a bad thing. She won three eliminations. It was obviously a Champs versus Stars season, so, you know, easy on the cast there, with giving her too much credit. But she's an Olympic athlete. The other side of that is that she will probably end up in a couple of eliminations this season, because if you watched her on Celebrity Big Brother, her social game could use a lot of improvement. And this is a game where, unlike Big Brother, it's hard to get somebody out of that house unless, you know, you get them on the block, so and so forth. This one, you can kind of just throw them in elimination whenever you want, and hopefully not worried enough to let her go by, especially when her partner is Nam.
Yeah, I was going to say, see, you said that don't give her too much credit on the Champs First Pros. I think it wasn't hers the first one. It was the Champs First Pros. So it was like other actual professional athletes and not just, you know, random MTV celebrities that they dug up for, you know, 3 weeks.
Which one was Drake Bell on? I don't know. You tell me.
Exactly. So I think she was going against basically other Olympic athletes and still was taking them out like back to back to back. Like you said, her social game is going to take a little bit of work. But when you are, you know, you and your partner better be like equally ready to go against Nam and Lolo in order to throw them in there, and that's intimidating. So I don't know how fast she's gonna get thrown in every time.
That's scary.
Yeah, yes, I certainly knew she was an Olympian, but she was just not very high on my board because I didn't know who Nam was, and I wasn't sure how many people she would even know whatsoever in this cast, but it sounds like Lolo is someone to definitely have an eye on here.
She knows
someone to have high eye.
Yeah, she's mm-hmm. Oh my god, she's played with a couple people before, but Lolo, like we've seen from Big Brother Celeb, can be not fun to work with. She can be a little fiery. She can get under people's skin pretty easily. So see her on this show because of that, and because she's a great athlete, so this should be fun. Like a literal Olympic athlete is on the challenge.
Yeah, I picked her for the Must Lose. I think Allie was like laughing at me. She's like, she's an Olympic athlete. I was like, okay, well, good thing I picked her, and you guys didn't have to.
I mean, Crystal Cox was an Olympic athlete on Survivor, just for the record.
Fair.
True. All right, Haley.
I want Tori.
Ah, that's the deal.
I'm oh my god, I'm picking her for some very obvious
I get
reasons.
It hey I,
oh my god,
I'm proud of my I realized
like,
sorry
I'm not Tori Hall.
One of the things I realized as I was writing all these names down is how few challenge last names I know, but finally a pun I can be on board with the last name.
You're welcome.
She fits exactly in with the style I like to pick. I'm excited for her to be paired with Corey. I think without having to temper Jordan's blowouts with people, I think that's going to be good for her. People like her, so I'm excited to see her play again. Let's go.
Definitely was eyeing her. I think she has a solid teammate, and you know, like we've flagged up for Corey, and I think have underrated Tori in the past. Interested to see how she does here, both without Jordan and after a not great season for her last season. So I'm curious to see how she does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Tori without Jordan will be very interesting to see how it all plays out. I don't know if I already said this or if I was thinking it. I don't know where she fits in very well, but she has, of course, enough connections to the point where I think she can make something work, especially with Corey by her side. So a solid pick there, Miss Haley Strong.
Merci.
Is this your last podcast, Haley Strong?
Oh my god, or you think I'm changing my name?
On this network. I don't know. Maybe not.
Hell no. My last name is Strong. Why would I ever change that?
I agree. Okay, never mind.
I keep trying to tell Ethan he should take my name.
I think that would be
fair. You guys both, no, I think you guys both have good last names for your first names. I don't think Ethan Strong sounds, it's not bad, obviously. But I don't want to dox him or what. I don't know how, I think he has a good sounding last name.
For him, yeah. For me, it doesn't go with my first name particularly.
Right, yeah, I think you're both on the right side there.
I feel like on our very first date, I was like, hey, by the way, if this goes anywhere, like, I'm keeping my last name. Like, okay, so, cool.
Love that you said that on the first date.
I would be terrified if anyone said that to me on the first date. Sorry. But I'm glad, hey, maybe they should. I did, obviously, is one for one on working out.
Yeah. I don't know, Colin. I've always said that, somewhere down the road, if we need to get married, I would hyphenate.
Oh, yeah, that actually, I should rethink this, because my last name may honestly be one of the most promising things I have going for me, one of my finer characteristics.
Haley Strongstone sounds fun.
Haley Strongstone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Scally, save us.
I go by my last name, so obviously I'm pretty fond of it.
Yeah, you're doing well. I still have to call you Brian.
That is true. You're one of the few.
All right. Scally, you picking?
Yeah, okay, let me see. I am going to go with – I was like, what's going on? But I was eyeing both Lolo and Tori. Someone – let's take them. Worried about their partner, hoping for some shuffling up, but partially just to do it to Colin, partially because I want this person on my team. Let's take Cam.
It was so close.
I thought she was coming off in the last round for Colin. And even though she is paired with Josh, who we all are not, you know, we've enjoyed on the show, but maybe don't think his chances at a final are so great. I'm hoping that a career zero eliminations Ligori and I have bet on stays at zero this season and Cam can find someone new.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know you joined me on that bet. I thought it was just me riding on it.
No, I think I took the over 0.5, but for now, let's hope that you're right.
Right. I have the zero there. But yeah, so partnered with Josh, and did you – I don't know if you commented on the – I think you might have gasped when I was talking about the four-person thing there. That could be a potential thing.
Yeah, definitely. Like you said, I find it interesting. I'm curious to see how people are viewing them now that they are more open of a couple, especially considering the last time they were on together, they really ran the season as a part of an alliance. So mm-hmm. I love Cam because, first of all, like I've flagged up in the past, height. Always great for women to have on this cast. Great at puzzles, great with social, and overall, love Cam.
Yeah, she benefits from probably my literal number one characteristic, which is being tall. You can't teach size. So I'm devastated to see Cam come off the board here. She has definitely been my girl for pretty close to, at least, if not literally every season she has been on. It was just being paired with Josh as many political benefits as there may be to that potentially with his Big Brother connections. Still a bit of a deterrent for me with my first set of picks. But yeah, she was definitely going to be on my radar here once it got back to me in the third and fourth rounds. And I am quite sad that I can't take her.
Yeah, if anyone's new to the drafts, Colin is Cam is a pretty big staple of Colin's draft team. So this is a big change up here.
Yeah, I'm realizing now how much this sounds like me just giving out my like dating profile. I'm very self-conscious now about what this is becoming.
All right. Well, yeah, no, Cam, I think Cam is always a good pick. She's 7-2 in elimination. So I think a lot of those eliminations came from like being partnered up in the two seasons back to back, maybe just one, Kaylee and all that stuff. But she obviously has done a lot of good work on her own. She did well in that team. Team US 2 seasons ago took a season off. So she's had some time to rest and get back into the mix here. But like I said, always a strong pick here. Cam in her fifth season made 2 finals already. So yeah.
Yeah, I feel like she did decently in the eliminations on Vendettas, and then, what was it, did she go home on her first with Ashley Kane? And if you're telling me that Kaylee was carrying Cam through the eliminations, then we're going to have some arguments there.
Yeah. Even though she's not on my team, I'm certainly going to have Cam very near the top of my rooting interests. All right, so it is back over to me now here with a couple of picks in a row, and I'm just going to come clean here. I thought Scally made a lot of sense when he said that the guy's side may actually be a bit weaker than we are used to. So I think I'm going to just blatantly steal that kind of logic for my next couple of picks here. And with that being said, I don't know how honestly surprising it should be that this person is still on the board, just considering it's been a little while, and certainly he is probably not at his peak challenge physique that we've seen over the many, many years of this guy. But just given what I've seen out of him so many times in the past, I'm going to take one of the OGs. Give me Darrell here. I'm assuming this is the same Darrell who won like six times many years ago.
Yep. No, this is a rookie.
Okay. I should have clarified that before making this pick. But yeah, assuming it's that guy, I want Darrell.
All right. Yep. The most winningest person on this, not by money. That's of course going to be Ashley forever. But well, that's not whatever. Darrell has on this season. Darrell has his four wins though from back in the day. I think he did it back to back to back to back. If I remember correctly. Yeah. So this is his ninth season for this guy. He's paired. Wow. His pair is a little questionable. He's with Amber Borzocher from Big Brother. So no idea how that's going to go. Sorry to Amber. But
are there supposed to be ties between these pairs, or are they just random?
We're guessing that they just did it like a pick from the first challenge.
Okay.
That's the guess. But yeah, I was a little surprised to see Darrell still on the board as well. But I mean, this feels like the spot he goes. Haley, I know you love Darrell.
I love Darrell. I'm so excited to see him back. I'm so excited. This will be fun. I feel like he just kind of adds this this calmness in the house that is necessary. I'm looking forward to this. Let's get him back. Let's get some of these old school people in here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then, sorry, go ahead.
No. I was just saying it's time. It's time to get him back. Okay. Back in the mix.
I agree. Agreed. And doesn't he just own a gym now? Like all he does is work out still, right?
That might be the first bit of personal information you know about a player that I don't.
I just remember whatever it was the last time he was on. I don't have any idea what season it was, but for whatever reason, because I was so excited to see him back in what even back then felt like the first time in quite a while. I feel like I remember that coming up, but I may be completely making that up. With my next pick here, another person I'm actually kind of surprised is still on the board, but when I'm looking at the rest of the guys here, there is definitely one name that stands out to me. At this point, I don't see how I don't take Nelson off the board here, just given everything that we've seen out of him in the eliminations alone over the years. It seems like he is certainly going to be in there with a chance to win.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That elimination record speaks for itself, right? He's 9-3-1. He used to be 7-1 or 8-1, and then a couple of hiccups along the way, but still very, very trustworthy as a last long pick, I would say.
Yeah, maybe please don't throw yourself in voluntarily this time, Nelson.
yeah. Was I? I don't know about the partner.
I just saw that actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Amber from Are You the One? I think that she is. Rather tiny, if I remember correctly. So maybe he'll benefit from a switch up at some point, or maybe she's a, secret assassin and comes in and kills it. But I was debating between Nelson and one other person, so I am okay with having my decision made for me there.
So I think it's at least conceivable, if I want to make the pro Nelson spin, that having a weaker partner could get some people in there earlier against overall weaker competition than they would be up against later in the middle or late stages of the game. And when the Red Skull thing is in play again, if Nelson just gets a Red Skull early, I'm not sure how many people are going to be trying to pick Nelson to play against in a elimination match. Although who knows about the form, maybe he could be a compelling person, just keep throwing in over and over because he's such a big threat.
Yeah, as soon as I see, if I'm Nelson, as soon as I see Josh and Cam down there, I am volunteering immediately.
Yeah.
Okay. Haley, you good? Any Nelson takes?
He's dumb. But,
that is true.
You know, I like Nelson. I will say Nelson is like Ethan's all-time favorite player. Somehow.
It sounds like you know like Nelson. That. Yeah, definitely.
Nelson what? Thomas off the board. Yeah. Okay. Scally?
All right. I'm going to take someone who I was debating and I think is better set up with their partner. I'm going to take Leroy off the board here.
All right. Still dipping into this four person until... Are they all gone? No, there's still one left out here. If this, I'm manifesting this. I'm making it a thing.
You are really convinced it's happening.
I'm really making this a thing. I mean, it's just it's too you know noticeable to not. But Leroy, I assume you're not going for winner points here, but last long yeah. points, Kelly.
I think that Leroy can demolish eliminations. I think he's pretty well-rounded. I don't think he's set up socially super well on the men's side, at least. Like, I know that obviously he has Cam here, and Cam is decently connected, but I think Leroy is going to be a lower priority in terms of keeping safe for a number of people here, and that does concern me. But when he is paired with the first overall pick in Casey and at least, you know, is set up decently, I have a hard time leaving him here.
Mm-hmm. It's at least possible, as far as I'm concerned, that this may be one of Leroy's better chances at winning in all of the 10 mm-hmm. or whatever challenges mm-hmm. he's done.
Yeah, I feel like they're a super well-rounded team. I've kind of given up on Leroy winning, but he has not, which is great. So I am okay with taking him.
All right. Haley Strong.
I'm going to take this person. They're a bit more of an old school person. And I have never particularly loved them on the show. But I love the precedence that their casting sets. So I'm taking Teresa.
Wow.
I like the pick.
I know she is a good athlete. And she's a mom, so I'm really excited that we have a mom coming back. We always have dads, always, all the time. But the only mom I can remember coming back is Robin, and I feel like she wasn't great. So I'm excited to see what kind of fire Teresa brings this time around.
Okay. I am very excited to see Teresa here. Very cool to have her back in the mix. I know people have been looking to get her back in there for a while now, but she, you know, she got married. She had one or two kids, I think one, maybe it could be two. So she's, you know, been off building a family, and now she's back here for her seventh season. She's made a final before, but only one out of seven seasons, and it was the one where she was, like, handed it to her because of the whole Leroy and Naya situation. So there was that. Actually, not a great elimination record. 2-6. Mm-hmm. Ooh,
surprising.
That,
I feel like there is so much hype around Teresa coming back. And like Haley, never was one of my like solid favorite. But if you like at the time, but if you had told me like, okay, pick someone from that era to come back, surprisingly, probably would have raised up my ranks. I agree. I'm excited to see a mom. How quickly we forget about Davon being an iconic mom from the challenge.
Of course.
But otherwise, I like the pick. Probably would have come off the board for me soon.
I remember being a big Teresa fan, just liking her vibe a lot back in the day, but I had no real memory of how good or bad she was in the challenges.
Yeah.
She was pretty good.
Big fan of her as a personality at the very least. So, think she can mix in well if she, you know, has old friends still out here, but
well,
a lot of new people as well.
Wasn't she partnered with Wes somewhere along the way?
She was.
In X's Did 1, she? Maybe?
Yeah, I was going to say, I believe they're X's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And ran a final with Leroy.
Yeah, I was going to say that. She ran with Leroy, so definitely got some connections out there. Anybody want to keep stalling while I
was wondering.
No, just, I'd love for you to just go on.
Yeah, can I ask one unrelated question? Just like, sure. On all of the seasons that they've been on, I bet it would be difficult for like Wes or Bananas to list off all of the partners that they've had on an entire season of the challenge.
You're probably right, yeah.
Talking partners or partners?
Whoa.
I thought, like, the same way I feel like it would be just next to impossible for Jeff Probst to be able to tell you every torch he's snuffed, not even in order, just to be able to name everyone from all the cast that he was responsible in part for casting and being out there running the show for.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. You're onto something, Colin.
All right, great point by me, Matt. So you asked for stalling. What do you expect?
Look, I still have three names up at the top portion of my board, not the tippy top, but towards the top of my board, and I didn't expect to be in the situation.
Reveal all three. Hmm. That should be the first step.
What should be the first step?
Reveal all three to us.
Oh, well, I think I'm going to, because there's no way that the third person that I don't end up picking gets back to me in the next round. Let me start off with Kyle. I'm gonna go with Kyle first. He's partnered up with Nani here. I feel like Kyle is, if we look back at the history of our drafts, I wouldn't be surprised if he's picked in the fourth round every single time. It just looks like where he always goes. This literally looks like his spot. So Kyle, it's his sixth season. He came in second place last time. How did that happen? Who knows? His elimination record does not give me much. You know, it's 3-5. He's no guarantee to come out, but he's got a lot of connections here. He's partnered with Nani. That is a good duo, just in terms of, like, last long. They can play their part in the house pretty well, I think. No bananas. Kyle, of course, usually sticks by Banana's side. Maybe he'll end up closer to Josh or to Leroy in Banana's absence. Who knows? Especially with Josh and Nani having their connection that they do. So overall, I think Kyle feels like an okay pick, I hope.
Definitely wasn't making it back to you. Yeah, I've been a big Kyle guy for a while, been a big Guile for a while, and okay. Haley, you're going to have to just accept this when you come on these airwaves,
I laugh.
Okay?
I laugh. That was a laugh.
Oh, okay, good. I'm sorry. I assumed it was
like a
groan.
Laugh, but it was a laugh.
I just assumed it was – I'm just used to a blonde person groaning at me in that kind of context.
I would never, Colin.
All right. Well, thank you. No, I have been a big Kyle fan for years, I guess, at this point. It feels like he's pretty established now and has some decent relationships among this cast. So, yeah, I feel like definitely good value here for Kyle.
I forgot he did really well last season too, like in the final.
Yeah, second place in the whole season.
One thing I don't like, and this is another kind of stalling for a second, I'm looking at these teams that we have here. I don't like that on Scally's team, we have Nom and Cam back-to-back, and they're spelled two out of the three letters are the same, but pronounced totally differently. That's really messing with my brain, continuing to see that.
I also just realized he has Cam and Leroy. He has the whole show over there.
Yeah, I'm really betting on it. But in terms of Kyle and Nani being a team, I feel like when I look at the teams on the board, kind of stand out to me as a team. If I'm looking for a Red Skull, I know Kyle is a better competitor than you may give him credit for, just like looking at him size-wise against the other guys. But I still think that they are towards the top of that list of people that most of them would want to go against. As well, I also think that they are connected to a lot of the same people, whereas a lot of these teams are connected to opposite sides of the house. And so I do worry about them being an agreeable pick to throw in a vote.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. Oh, no. All right, should I go to my next pick?
Yes, please.
Dreading it. All right. The two names that I'm torn between are Queen Ashley Mitchell, who sits at that tier I was talking about earlier in that same area with, like, the Wesses, and I had Devin in there as well, that, like, a good pick, but 50% of the time is completely untrustworthy. You know, she's got that schedule where she goes home and does well and goes home and does well, which means she's set up to go far this season. And my other pick is Jay, of who I'm considering. I'm really high on Jay's chances, and I think I'm ultimately just going to rip the Band-Aid off here and put Jay on my team. It's a win-win. I have Jay on my team, and I still root for Ashley if she does well. So Jay, on his second season,
is obviously we saw how things went on the first one. He won two eliminations before getting evacuated from or medevaced from the injury that he sustained. But overall, he's got a lot of fight, a lot of heart, and he's made a couple of friends, I think. I literally just saw him, and I know I said this last time, but he was just like rock climbing or on a hike or something, one of those two, with Corey like 3 weeks before before now. So if he is in that crew with Corey, Fessy, Nelson, whoever else, that's a great place for him to be, especially he's partnered with Teresa. The two of them could have connections from two different areas, and I think that'll be really good. So it might be a little early for Jay, but I don't know that he would get back to me. So I'm taking him now.
I like this pick for you, and I'm really excited to see what Jay can do with a little experience under his belt, with a few more social connections, with Teresa as a partner. I think this is a great pick. I'm kind of surprised he fell this low.
I love the Alexis from Schitt's Creek. Love this pick for you.
I love it too, but oh, that was tough.
Yeah, that's hard.
It's fine.
It's the same. I was like staring at him on the board and really debating when I was going to go for him. I completely agree with what you said, where I think he's better set up, obviously, than last season, where he was getting thrown in every week. But I do worry just like exactly what number priority he's going to be with the friends he's made. But overall, I think it's pretty solid.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah, I was shocked. I was shocked by Jay being able to do so well in the early parts of his first time around. It seems like he really wants to be succeeding in there, so I think this is a very fine pick here.
All right. Haley.
There was another reason I loved that pick for you. I wanted Ashley, and I'm taking her.
Oh, okay. If not to me, I'm happy she went to you.
I don't totally feel great about her chances. I agree with you guys. She's an untrustworthy player, like, in the grand scheme of us watching her on TV. I think she's a fairly trustworthy player inside the game when she's focused. Either way, I'm excited to see her. I think CT is a good partner for her. I think he can ground her. They worked really well together in that finale I mentioned a little while ago, the return of the champions or whatever that was called. Yeah, whatever. So I think that will be a fun pair. I'm excited. I don't know if they're going to be great. I don't even know if they're going to be good, but I'm excited to see them.
Yeah, I feel like, sorry to the other three people on this call, but I'm guessing many people hearing my voice right now have just done some fantasy football drafts, and I feel like this is right around the time in the draft where it makes a ton of sense for the people like Ashley to be going off the board, like the not investing a huge amount of draft capital in them, but a ton of upside if things break right.
Mm-hmm. I worry about Ashley. I feel like she drew bad having Wes show up here and not Bananas, which might not be the thinking that you would automatically go with, but she, you know, left last season screaming at Wes about how horrible he is and no one should trust him and get him out of the game. And I feel like her and Bananas, like, as much as they were at odds during the season, seemed pretty good on social media. I don't know who she's super connected to outside of Cam and Leroy, but Haley is taking all of my favorites right before I would. So between Natalie and Ashley, I am devastated to be losing those two picks right before I would take them.
Yeah, another thing about Ashley I've totally forgot is about, like, this being part of my reason as well. She's partnered with CT going into this thing. So I, not to, you know, shit on CT or anything too much, but that is a huge target, two huge like champions being on a team together, big target. And then also I like, you know, I get CT and the love and respect. Maybe I'll save my talk for him when we get to him, but you know, still not the competitor that he used to be. So I don't love that partner for her, but she'll be okay. So, Scally, finger up.
Yeah, I am really debating. I am debating. I'm probably going to go with a rookie here. I am, you know what? This feels like a weird pick, but again, I think it's a little more wide open on the men's side. And I think people are going to, I know literally nothing about this person, but I think people are going to get starstruck and not want to throw them in right away. And give me Leo Rush, the wrestler.
Starstruck from a wrestler?
I feel like Wes is going to be like, ooh, business opportunity. Like, Wes, as soon as he was on any Champs versus like Stars season, feel like Wes, you know, had dollar signs in his eyes, more for himself than for charity. Not necessarily, but, you know, I feel like some of these people are going to not throw in right away. Again, I think the men's side is more wide open than the women's, so that was influencing my decision a lot. And how am I supposed to know exactly which rookie is going to be good? I mean, he is a professional athlete, whether or not his sport is rigged.
Fair. Fair. Yeah, no, he's definitely got the training behind him. You know, wrestlers, obviously, you know, it's a little bit of a show that they put on, but you still need to be a trained athlete. So I think that that's not a bad pick. I don't know anything about him either, and I would guess of this call that I am the person that knows the most about the WWE, but I don't know this guy. So unless anyone wants to challenge me for that, I won't fight you on it. But yeah, I don't know him. I think he's partnered with Gabby from Love Island. So rookie pair, that seems a little scary, but who knows?
Yeah, I thought about it. I think that people have said that he is a – from what I've seen, like people that were excited that he got cast said that he is a big personality. This could be a very big boom or bust pick for me, but I didn't feel super strong about almost anyone left on the board, so decided to take a risk.
Yeah, I think he's married, in case anyone cares.
Is he? Okay.
I haven't watched wrestling in about 20 years, so I will forfeit or whatever. I will concede to whatever you guys are telling me as far as that goes. I do know. I mean, while the outcomes are scripted, professional wrestlers are ludicrously talented athletes who, incidentally, are completely taken advantage of by the people in charge of that, and it is beyond shameless, and it is horrifying when you know more about the details there, but to not deviate too far off of that, yeah, I feel like any unknown commodity who is well-trained in any kind of athletic background is a pretty justifiable pick at this point.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right. So I guess it is back over to me now, and I will, with my first pick, I think along roughly the same lines as what I was saying when Ashley came off the board to Haley's team earlier, I will implement similar logic here and say, give me CT, just because it's not the end of the world at this point in the draft if things don't end up breaking his way and he's out early yet again. But I mean, I remember watching the Invasion finale and thinking to myself, wow, I can't believe CT won again. It's awesome that he's gonna, in the twilight of his career, get to have a win near the end of when he's done being a challenge contestant. And then I was surprised, honestly, to see him return many more times after that, and certainly never expected to see him win again. But after War of the Worlds 2, being whatever it was, a year and a half ago maybe or so at this point, I feel like CT is at least in the mix to have some percentage of win equity, or at least go very deep and make a final equity. So I am very happy to have CT come off the board on my team here.
Yeah, great value there. You know, it's CT, but is a proven champion only 2 seasons ago. So definitely here at the end of round number 5, great value there.
All right. And then, yeah, I mean, everyone knows what there is to be believing in for about CT and why there may be some reservations now that he's 40 and maybe not spending as much time in the gym as he once did. And then with my next pick, no real idea which direction to go here. I am mostly looking at names that I either don't know or do know and don't feel great about. So I'm going to go in the rookie direction here. Actually, I think the first rookie on my team, I am breaking this tie more or less based on partner, I believe, but I feel fine enough, I guess, about Amber from Big Brother being partnered with Darrell, potentially being able to stick around for a little while and then hopefully be able to win a couple of events along the way. So it sounds like Scally, that was someone you had your eye on if she fell.
Yep, I thought she was
starting
to
feel like Scally just goes, ugh, no matter who gets picked.
It's happened a couple times here, but I don't feel like that's usually the case. And some of my picks are getting sniped. Not someone that I was like eyeing super high, but especially at this point of the draft, I am one of those sweet Darrell points for at least the early goings. And Colin already had her, thought he might stay away. But no, as long as Amber is like replacement level on the challenge, I feel like it was a great pick.
I'm nervous a little bit because I do have Darrell on my team, too. And I'm now recognizing just the mathematics of if both of your if both members of a team are on your draft team, they could quite easily get sent in. I assume they will be sent in to eliminations in the same week, and you are running a very reasonable, at least, risk of losing two people at once.
Mm-hmm.
So that's bad.
No, wait. Huh? No, I don't think.
Yeah.
I don't know if I heard what you said correctly.
I assume elimination candidates are going to be put together, like it's pairs that will be put down together, and then whichever guy and whichever girl come out of it are the new pair. So initially,
no,
Darrell and Amber.
It's what it sounds like is that it's one elimination at a time. So like,
oh,
ow.
Okay, yeah. Well, scrap
what?
That. I feel even
oh,
better
I
about.
It was, I thought it was that too. I thought it was pairs.
So then what
too.
The. Guy, like, let's say women's elimination days are first, then that guy gets a day off from the challenge and can't be thrown in. Like, I don't know how that would work.
Yeah, that's what I was under the assumption of, that one person would be without a partner until the next person goes.
So they're going to
do think that they could
20 eliminations
to get rid of two people a night.
There's 30 people. There's 32 people.
Yeah,
usually like 28. No, they definitely – that's what I said makes way more sense to me unless you guys feel confident about it. I just feel
I certainly don't know at all one way or the other, but I don't know how it would work if you just have every other round a random solo person.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely thought more my way. I don't feel confident at all in that I can get in the heads of challenge producers, but I very much thought like if your partner was going in, you were going in, and whichever man and woman survived the night would be the new team. But
totally possible. Maybe they're spacing the eliminations out more, but like if they have even with the extra two people, if they send home two people every time they do an elimination cycle, which in case anybody forgot, like the shooting schedule, it's two eliminations per week. So they'll do it like on a I don't know, like a month, or like probably like a Tuesday and Friday, and then they have their confessionals on Saturday, they have a day off on Sunday kind of thing. So if they were doing two eliminations a week and eliminating two people a night, they would be done within a month.
Unless they go to individuals at a certain point.
Possible.
That is possible. Also, I mean, hey, maybe there's a redemption house
that
we don't know about yet. Yeah, I know. Not that I'm hoping for one, but that is interesting. Probably changes my draft strategy if that was the case. But, you know, that's what I was thinking to start. So here we are.
We'll find out either way. Either way, I'm happy to have Amber on my team here.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah, Amber did not do a whole lot on Big Brother to show any kind of like, I would be great on the challenge, but she did not really get to play her game on that show, so I'm excited to see if she does have any gaming within her. I'm glad to see, you know, she was heavily in the mix for BB22. People thought that she was going to be on the cast. I think she was quarantining for the show is what the rumors were, and then, you know, it did not end up on the final cast, and then I guess just hopped on over to MTV quarantine and
made her way out. Yeah, I was going to say, do you think she had to re-quarantine?
I don't know. Did she get to go home for like a week or something and then hop back into a hotel room to try it all over again?
That sounds awful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not ideal, but I am happy to have her here. Happy that Beast Mode Cowboy will be furious that she's on another show and he's not. So I'm excited to see her get a chance on another show because her, you know, first run on Big Brother, not so great.
Mm-hmm. Scally, you're up.
All right. I know we just talked about being worried about picking people on the same team. Not someone I'm eyeing for any finals points. I'm a little nervous here, but I'm going to take Anissa.
You sound thrilled.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm like,
Hold on.
I feel like there's a shot of some daily wins, some elimination, you know, as long as she's paired with Fessy, some elimination wins. I feel like she, you know, still stands a good shot against a number of people here. You know, we're far enough in the draft that I feel okay about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anissa, obviously no one really has to go over her record. She's on her 14th season now, and she got into a groove where they're calling her back, so she's gonna keep accepting the calls, it seems, for the time being, for now. And why wouldn't she? You know, she's made it to two finals in 14 seasons, but she's getting the money, so she's getting the paycheck either way. So she's got Fessy by her side this season, at least to start off with. So I don't think she could ask for anything more. I'm sure he's not the most pleased. But it's an interesting pairing. Last long points. I would not be surprised to see her around for a bit, as always.
She's good at the puzzles. I feel like she's good at the headbangers. So I feel okay.
Guys, I feel like Kelly fell asleep.
Yeah.
I'm here.
Remember when she was hosting this podcast?
What do you want from me? What do you want?
Haley, is your cat with you?
Your next pick.
My next pick, it's Gabby.
Oh.
My next pick's Gabby. She's jacked from what I know from following her on my Finsta. I liked her on Love Island. I wonder if she'll hook up with somebody. I just don't know how, you know, I feel like at this point, it's like, what am I doing? Like, I'm just picking people to fill out the team. Right?
Yeah, I definitely was. It was between her and Anissa for my next pick. And I was a little worried about doubling down on the Leo Rush and Gabby team versus the Fessy and Anissa team.
Well, so I'm glad we could share the load.
But exactly.
All right. Gabby, I do remember her from Love Island. I don't remember... Love Island and all those crazy competitions to find out their athletic ability. But Haley does say that Gabby is a beast and athletic trainer, and Haley's got the scouting report, so.
She's jacked. She is fit AF.
Yeah, I was debating Gabby with my next pick just because of her partner as well being the wrestler that Scally seemed, or Ligori may have said, whichever one of you seemed to think
it was Scally,
was in there with a pretty real shot. But I then had some comment made by I think it was you, Ligori, about them being a scary team, which I thought initially meant they were both going to be jacked, and then I later talked myself into that meaning because they're rookie, they're going to get thrown in. So I got totally misdirected here, and I feel robbed.
All right, well, look, she's going to be fun, I think. Actually, I don't know if that's true. Either way, Gabby is, if you listen to the podcast that we did with Allie and Brian Cohen, I always want to say Allie and Scally just because it sounds so fun in my head. But Allie and Brian Cohen, we had Gabby was not found yet. She was missing. She was the final cast member to be discovered by the spoiler team. So I don't know if she did that on purpose, if she, you know, found a way to hide, whatever that requires. Whatever.
I feel like it
might have
been hiding in plain sight. Like, who's looking at that person? Maybe it's check out Gabby from Love Island like 4 years ago. Social media, see what's up.
I'm excited.
Maybe it's just not pre-gaming with Wes.
There you go.
I'm excited to find out if Allie can win that draft and officially become Allie Lasher, the Scally Thrasher.
Do you think she'll get a t-shirt that says that?
I hope so.
I would if I was her.
All right, Colin, you have to keep making jokes so we can keep Haley with us tonight.
Okay, so I'll do my best.
You know, as the night goes on, I keep laughing harder and harder at your jokes.
Yeah.
All right. I will let me speed this up a little bit. My next two picks, they're made for me at this point. There are two non rookies. Actually, oh, that is so rude to the person I'm not taking. Two people left on the board who are not in their first season of the challenge, besides the one other person on the board. Okay, Josh and Nani coming off the board here. This feels like robbery, honestly, to be getting these in my last picks of this draft.
I feel like we should be paying you to take Josh.
You know what? I don't disagree, but Josh, am I crazy or does Josh get into like tribunals? Yeah, thank you. Does Josh get into tribunals like kind of often?
In weird ways. He gets in weird ways, yeah. I feel like.
Yeah. Josh not winning, you know, an elimination or anything like that. That's still something that I'm going to have to hold on to. But if he's got these connections, if we do have that, let me say it one more time, the Casey and Josh, Cam and Leroy thing with these cross partners from the beginning here. Josh is partnered up with Cam, so, you know, if they win stuff, I'll get some Cam points. So that's good there. And then Nani is with Kyle, so I end up getting both sides of that team. But Nani, you know, is going to go back home, or is going to go home in the same spot she always goes in, but she'll be there for a little bit. And she also finds her way into Tribunal somehow. So I feel good about these two last two picks. It feels like when I got CT and Leroy at the last two picks of a draft like two seasons ago.
I just feel like Kyle and Nani is going to be such a chaotic team, and that's why I was avoiding both parts of it.
Mm-hmm.
Fair.
So I don't know. I mean, like, what are you going to do at this point? You're going to take them, whatever. Like, I get it.
Right.
In looking at the board, I feel like they were the obvious picks at the same time. I feel like probably anyone left, but, you know, let's say about these two picks, combined 0% win equity between the two of them. Probably in most of the things that are going to be getting us points. But when you look at the remaining picks on the board, I feel like that's probably the case for most of them. So that, not too surprising.
Yeah, that's what I was feeling. But Haley, let's work our way back down, and you've got five people left. Should I reset it? I should have reset it before my picks, but we've got Michi from X on the Beach, Big T from two seasons of the challenge, Liv from Shipwrecked UK, Amber from Are You the One? 8 and Joseph from America's Got Talent are still on the board, Haley.
What's his talent?
I think he sings.
Okay.
I think
you guys should be pretty impressed with me for not trying to pick somebody who's already been taken without me even writing down who everyone's had. So give me Amber from Are You the One? I wanted to choose Big T here, but I don't know anything about her partner. He's from America's Got Talent, and we don't know what the talent is. It could be like ventriloquism, and I don't think that's getting him fair in the challenge. Where I feel like Nelson is a bit more of a known entity here on the challenge, and he could, you know, do well with Amber. I loved her season of Are You the One. She was one of my favorites from that season, so I am excited to see her here. I don't know if she's good at challenges. The Are You the One challenges are kind of always a bust. I'm excited to see her here, and she could hook up with any single person in the house, which is very exciting for me.
Yeah, I like Amber. I'm excited to see her here. Like I said, she's a little tiny, but hey, she has a very solid partner, so I feel like that was a great pick, and she was one of two people that I was deciding between for my next pick.
So you're welcome. Who are you picking, Ryan?
I am very glad that maybe not someone that I should have hoped to fall to my team, but I am so, so, so excited to have them. I'm taking Big T, even despite the partner she has on this season.
I mean, what a joy that woman is.
I love her so much. I had to lose Natalie and Ashley so that I could get Big T in the end, and I feel better about that now because I love her so much. I'm just so excited she's back. I feel like out of these three, I do feel obviously she's the only one that has any connections, but also, you know, she put up a good showing against Georgia in an elimination, so maybe she gets her first career elimination win, I think, right? So give me Big T.
All right. Yeah, who doesn't love Big T? If that person exists out there, we don't want you listening. Thank you for stopping by our draft. No, I'm just kidding. No, maybe I'm not kidding. Big T's great. Not a whole lot of success so far on the show, but that could change. I mean, she was playing the game last season, right? Like, she was making, she was like conversing with people. She was getting involved in things, making deals with like the Unholy Trinity when she was in a position of power at one point. So like, I could see the longevity there.
Yeah. I mean, probably not with that partner, but, now that I don't have to worry about taking him, Joseph just reeks of like throw in easy, which worries me about Big T if they are getting thrown in terms of partners. Not that Big T is the most intimidating person on the board to be going into an elimination against, but Joseph, you know, he is the new Jay of get me my easy skull. So in my estimation, whereas Big T, I feel like maybe not the first pick on the board on the women's side. So yeah, that's, you know, depending on the format, I'll be happier.
All right, then Colin.
All right,
time to close us out.
It is back over to me. Three names on the board. So I am thinking that the two people who are left out will become the audience team, and since we each have seven people, I would be comfortable, you know, these are like the default selections saying they're worth quadruple points for every episode. Whatever they do is quadruple points since it's only two people on the team. I was going to leave the two who are a pair to kind of leave the door open for them to somehow blow everyone away and win the whole thing for the audience. But you have definitely talked me out of Joseph. So I will be leaving him there. I guess just by virtue of being much more confident in how to pronounce this name than the other one, I will take Liv here in this spot. Scally, tell me who Liv is.
She is from Shipwrecked with, I don't know that she was on the same season as Big T, but, you know, same show, I believe. So that's probably where I would have gone also.
Okay.
Even though I think the women's side is stronger, I think that the remaining two men stand out as significantly smaller than most of the other men on the cast, if I remember Michi correct.
All right, beautiful. So there we have it, guys. Seven people on each of our teams. What else do we want to be putting out there, forecasting, anything along those lines for season 36 at this point?
Not much, just in terms of the audience to confirm who they have. They have Michi, X on the Beach, and Joseph from America's Got Talent. Before we get too far away from those guys, Scally, do you remember the story that Allie was telling us about Joseph enough to retell it on here?
I do not well enough. That's all you.
I don't either. That's why I was hoping you would. No. Essentially, he's got like something like, I don't know how to say this. He's got like something wrong within his body, like injuries or something like that.
I did forget about this. I think that he's had like a lot of broken bones or something. So it's like maybe not the best suited for the challenge to coming in here.
Yeah, I mean, obviously he's gotten clearance to come out there and play, but I don't know. It sounds like Allie was giving us the lowdown on he's had some injuries in his past. So unsure if that has anything to do with anything at all, but worth flagging up so the audience knows what they're dealing with. But Colin, no, as far as anything else goes, I think we've got most of it down here. If anything else pops up, of course, we'll end up talking about it when we get back in here, whenever the season airs, because, of course, we don't know when that will be. Maybe December, if we're lucky. Probably not till like January, though.
Okay. Well, I am certainly excited to see how all of this plays out. And, of course, eager to hear you guys covering it on a, I believe, a weekly basis, unless you end up like hating this season. I'm not going to force you to keep doing it or whatever.
We got through last season. It's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was going to say we got through seasons 34 and 35. I don't know what would really break that.
All right. Well, I am fresh out. So I guess let's go around the horn and just
wait. Run back the teams.
Oh, sure. Yes. Well, let's indeed run back the teams. I will begin just with my own team since I'm a super big narcissist. Let's go through here. I went with Nicole Z, Wes, Darrell, Nelson, CT, Amber from Big Brother, and Liv. I am cautiously optimistic despite the entire history of my drafting on these challenge seasons. Ligor, are you feeling okay at least about my team?
I do. I maybe all the way to like the back two. But how do you really, you know, get a great pick out of that back grouping? So at least your first five, I feel like, are a strong five.
Okay, good. Scally, you ended up with Fessy, Nom, Cam, Leroy, Leo, Anissa, and Big T. How do you feel?
I don't know. I have leaned hard on the rookies, which I think I did on War of the Worlds 1 also. I feel like I don't know how I got here, but I enjoy my team, so we'll see how that goes.
All right. Haley, what do you think of your team? You wound up with Natalie Anderson, Devin, Tori, Teresa, Ashley, Gabby, and Amber.
So I think my team, I always leave it feeling not great about my chances of actually winning, but feeling good on my chances of will I still like my team. And I like my team. I just don't know how they're going to fare, but you know.
This is such a Haley team. Seven women, six women in Devon.
Yeah, that feels right. That feels right to me.
Yeah, I mean, you have a ton of chances on the women's side, assuming it is winners split by gender again. You have close to half of the women in the field.
Well, and it just felt like it was such a strong cast of women. I mean, look at who are the two we didn't pick. It's two rando dudes. So, yeah, I don't know. We'll see.
All right.
I don't think I have a chance. I never seem to.
I mean, a strong woman drafting a lot of strong women. They literally, all right. Matt, you ended up with Casey.
Good effort.
Yeah, sorry. Casey, Corey, Lolo, Kyle, Jay, Josh, and Nani. What do you think?
I almost feel too good about this, and that's gonna bite me in the ass. Like, that's a good team, right? Like,
yeah,
that's a good team.
Yeah,
I'm happy. I'm happy.
All right. Well, I guess the last thing to do is go one last time around here. Haley, what have you got going on these days, and where can people be finding it?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at @hstrong_. You can check out my blog, strongtakes.ca. The Bachelor greatest season of all time is over, but don't worry. The Bachelorette is premiering October 13th, and Amy and I will be back with, for the first time in our careers, fall coverage of The Bachelor. And then also over on the same network, the Reality TV Rehab-Uffs, Emily Fox and I will be starting some great British Bake Off coverage.
Ooh, I have just dipped my toes into the GBBO waters. I marathoned like four seasons in the span of a week. Really enjoyed it. Got sidetracked and have not gone back. But I am, as of very recently, a big fan, if I can call myself one, of that franchise. I really did enjoy what I saw. So looking forward to whatever you guys have going on there. And that may be one where I finally watch a show that you were podcasting about, Haley.
I think you should. And worst comes to, and you know, if you do watch it, come on, talk to us about it.
Yeah.
I'd love to hear you talk about it. Yeah, so we're really excited about that. Great British Bake Off is a show that truly for years I've been telling you to watch. It's another one of those shows where it's like, Colin, watch this. You're going to love it. You're going to love it. And then somebody else eventually tells you you'll love it. And that's when you start watching it.
In fairness, that didn't happen this time. I just got so far through my Netflix lineup in quarantine that I eventually hit that point.
That's a reminder, everybody. Watch Taskmaster on YouTube.
For sure. 100%.
The best show.
I owe Haley an enormous debt of gratitude for Taskmaster, among many others, but Taskmaster certainly stands out. Cannot co-sign that endorsement strongly enough. All right, we will get you out of here on that home run. Matt, where can people be finding you, and what are you talking BB regularly or just tweeting about it?
It depends where you catch me. Every once in a while on some Big Brother podcasts over on RHAP. If you guys know anything about that little podcast network, you can check me out there on Twitter at Matt Liguori. And, you know, I'm still podcasting about Glee, but it's a strange plug here because I'm not sure what the crossover is between Challenge fans and Glee fans. I mean, there's enough because two of the three other people on this call have guested on that podcast before. Colin, I'm waiting on you. But
two out of the three were invited to be guests on that podcast before as well.
Right. As you mentioned, you have seen like one episode and you tried to describe the plot, and I don't know where we got from that, but it didn't feel very good.
All right.
So, that's that.
Well, no, I'm guessing there are at least some people out here who were big Glee fans back in the day. And to be fair, I watched the entire first season of Glee, and if you ever need some fire Sue Sylvester takes, you hit me up.
Okay, well, we'll figure that out.
Right. You want to drop one now?
hang on. Oh, God. What was... it's not Sue's Views. What the hell does she call her segment on the local news? That's how Sue sees...
I believe... Yeah, Sue's Corner. That's how Sue
yeah.
sees it.
All right. Yeah, yeah. That's... all right. Horrible attempt at a reference there. But I was a big time... Sue Sylvester stan back in the day. I just in general, an enormous Jane Lynch guy.
You ever think about how, like, Dom probably finds Sue Sylvester extremely hot?
Oh, for sure. 100%. totally Dom's type. All right.
That's like 100% Dom's type.
100, for sure. Scally.
Like women who look like Dom?
Scally, I know you have a lot going on in the Love Island verse right now. What's up with that?
I do. We are talking about Love Island. The second season of Love Island US is currently airing a full 7 days a week. So that is fun. Me and Kirsten McInnes are talking about it over on the RHAP wrap-ups. I know that we are going to have Haley in this week, so people should definitely check that out. Highly recommend the second season. It is a big step up from the first. And yeah, otherwise I am on Twitter at Brian_Scally.
Do you want to complete the trifecta of people being mad at me for not going on podcasts that they didn't invite me to?
I mean, I didn't really expect you to be watching Love Island. We'll say it's a great binge, but once you start watching, you can send me your thoughts.
Okay, will do. So I am on Twitter at Colin Stone. Our regular content, a little up in the air these days with Survivor, no real future in sight, and Big Brother kind of don't know how much longer I'm going to be sticking with that. So we will certainly be finding things to talk about. We recently did a podcast about The Genius for the 5-year anniversary of that, and then over on the Patreon feed, about to wrap up BB8 and be moving on to something different over there. I dare say, not more Big Brother over on the Patreon feed. So patreon.com/Dom and Colin for all that. But I think that is going to wrap us up here today. So thank you guys who have made it this far. Thanks once again, Haley, Matt, and Scally for a job very well done as usual and taking so much time today. We will talk to you guys very soon. Take care, everybody.